Now entering Nerdist.com.
Hey, everybody. Hopefully you all had a happy Thanksgiving if you celebrate Thanksgiving. If you're not in the United States, then hope you had a great weekend. This episode is number 112. This is all I can say is this is an interesting episode. It kind of got derailed a little bit here and there. Sometimes you do favors for people in hopes that they can help you get other guests and so forth. And we wanted to branch out instead of just having, you know, like comedians and actors and directors on, and maybe branch out more into having musicians. So we were approached to have a country musician on who's kind of like bringing back the outlaw rebel type of country. It's not the pop rock type of country that is out there right now. And we decided to have him on, not knowing a whole lot about him, but he was a nice guy, very nice guy. Just it kind of got off track here and there. He shows up with an entourage, for one. It's got his manager and another guy. And Dan, at the last minute, had a thing come up at Nerdist so he couldn't do it. So the next thing I know, we're in the studio, and all three of them are sitting on microphones. And it's just like, all right, well, let's go to town with this and let's see where it goes. So there's like essentially three guests in here, and they kind of took charge of the show. But there's some fun parts. There's some good chats, some good fun facts about, you know, like old country music and all that. And it's kind of – there's a lot of – it's definitely not safe for work. So if you're listening at work, don't do that. But the other ones, the next couple of podcasts we got coming are a little bit more formulaic with what you're used to. But this one's an interesting episode nonetheless, so we figured we'd put it out. And, you know, why not? It's, you know, we'll see where it goes, I guess. So hopefully you guys enjoy it. And they do – there is some fun roasting of Dan towards the end there at the end. They kind of light up on him. But it's fun. It's all in fun and games. So, without further ado, also, our guest has an EP coming out in February, so make sure you buy that if you're a fan of country. And he talks about all that also. So, without further ado, today we learned number 112 with Wheeler Walker Jr.
Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds.
This is going to be a great episode. This is a great guest. He's got some tunes on the iTunes right now. He's got a debut album coming out, expected in February 2016, from what I'm told. I guess without further ado, if you're driving, please give a warm round of applause to Wheeler Walker Jr.
How's it going, man?
Yeah, actually, we got, hey. Believe it or not, we got our this is the most people I think that have ever been in the studio.
I'm here with my manager.
You have quite the entourage.
Derek Edelberg is my manager. Lonnie. So we're out here we're out here from Nashville doing press, for the record, and it's a long fucking story, yeah. But I'm out here doing press, and his fucking wife's cousin, Lonnie, who's got some kind of, how do we explain it? His brain was kind of smushed.
Okay.
He's kind of, Lonnie, just say something.
Say something, Lonnie.
Hi.
Yeah, so anyway.
It's me, Lonnie.
His wife's cousin made us take him on the trip so we can take him to fucking Disneyland.
Yeah,
he won't shut the fuck up about it because we ain't gone yet. Because
all right, Lonnie,
I really want to go to Disneyland.
You're fucking going to Disneyland.
Hey, Lonnie, guess what? I want to go to Disneyland too. Do you know why?
Why?
They got Star Wars back and up and running. It's everything's Star Wars now. They turned Space Mountain into Hyperspace Mountain.
Whoa!
Yeah. So.
Yeah, wait, we have to go there tomorrow.
Lonnie, we're fucking going.
Tomorrow.
Lonnie. Yeah.
Why does the new movie have coming out.
Anyway, I got to say, what's the thing I got to say?
You say it right now. Yeah. Truly. And okay. Hey, do not get into specifics of the thing, okay? We're dealing in a legal matter now.
All right.
Okay?
I said some things about Kenny Chesney that were not true, that I would like to apologize for. I apologize if I caused any pain or undue stress to the Chesney family or to Kenny himself. There's no evidence that he rubs.
No.
That his dog licks.
God damn it, Wheeler.
I said something about peanut butter and a dog about Kenny Chesney that I thought I said as a fucking joke, man. And
they're giving you gruff about it?
No, it's just my manager's. He's what
three and a half million Wheeler. Do you care about it?
But what'd you say about what?
We're taking his fucking Disneyland fund, Wheeler. You can't even get through that without mentioning the peanut butter.
Wait,
pretty
we
much
can't...
all they told you. Shut up, Lonnie. All they told you in a court of law is don't mention peanut butter, don't mention the word dick. And what'd you do?
I didn't say dick. You said dick.
This is self-destruction.
All right.
Go
whatever.
Ahead, friend. Go ahead, brother.
All right.
Have at it.
Anyway, the statements were untrue. I also have no evidence that Florida Georgia Line have sex with each other. These were not things that I meant or that I said. They were said in jest. I have no proof that any of this happened, and I'm sick of the Nashville mainstream Nashville country community getting on my ass. I'm just trying to make an exciting interview, and also, I should probably stop while I'm ahead.
So
why'd my manager look at? By the way, my manager's acting all tough right now. He's a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
He had. What are you lined up for me out here with the press? Where the fucking are they?
We're at Nerdist, which is hip.
All
okay,
right.
We did Mojo Nixon. Okay?
That's fair.
We're going to be in the audience.
That's fair. Don't yell at me!
That does this...
Lonnie, shut up! The guy's got some questions.
So, it says here you're from Lexington.
Correct, man.
Here's a couple facts about Lexington for you that you might be able to elaborate on and cool. Elicit some interesting stories. It's a consolidated...
I'm a star. Go Cats. We beat Duke the other night.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thanks, man.
Duke, they're the Devils, right?
Blue Devils.
The Blue Devils.
We kicked their fucking ass. We got the best. They say we got the two best point guards in the country right now on the same team.
You really?
Yeah, in the backcourt.
Duke's and you beat Duke.
Yeah, the other night we kicked their fucking ass. It was we beat them by 11, but it wasn't even that close.
Okay. Cuz they're notoriously one of the better basketball player team, one of the better colleges, right?
Yeah, but Kentucky's fucking better. We got fucking Coach Cal. Yeah.
Okay. Shout out to Coach Cal. Come on out here, Coach. No.
Wheeler Walker Jr., my EP's available on iTunes. You said that, though. Go on.
The Lexington is from Fayette County. It's consolidated with Fayette County. Fayette County. It is the second largest city in Kentucky and the 61 largest in the United States, which is actually fairly, I mean, that's pretty high up there.
That's higher than I thought, man.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from Bay City, Michigan, which, fun fact about that, Madonna was born and raised in she was born in Bay City, Michigan, and then she later moved to Rochester.
Remember when she had those cone titties? That was
remember?
Cool.
That was, yeah. Those, this is actually an interesting thing, because I do have a couple, some facts about this gentleman, Willie Nelson, to tie it in, you'll see where my segues go here, but there's definitely something about... Like when Willie Nelson started his backup band and all that, and as you can attest to, in the country, he was part of, you were talking about Nashville keeping you down and things like that.
Fuck yeah.
There was the Nashville sound in the mid-50s, which was a cleaner country. And then that's where Willie Nelson, he was part of the outlaw country.
You ain't heard no outlaw country until you heard fucking Wheeler Walker Jr., I'll tell you that.
You're bringing it back, huh?
Manager's nodding. Yeah. Lonnie's nodding, but he has actually been nodding since the fucking plane left. But anyway, go ahead.
And Willie Nelson he was like one of the early outlaw, and his band, I was talking to my brother on the way here and my brother was saying that was a time, even in Madonna era where artists, they took more chances with what they would wear and they didn't really,
fucking chance in cone titties.
Exactly.
That's rolling the dice.
Willie Nelson's drummer for a period would wear a cape. What is that about?
I don't know.
And that's because they didn't give a shit. They were just, we're going to, play some awesome country and fucking fuck you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. I never thought about the cape, but man,
all right. We can get it done.
All right.
You say the word.
Well, I don't want to pull the trigger on
the cape. I would like you in the cape.
Okay. Thank you, Lon. We're in a pinch as far as cash goes. I don't want to pull the trigger on that cape just yet.
No, capes can be expensive.
Yeah. But certainly something to think about.
So, Wheeler, you're from Lexington.
Yeah.
Couple other, it's located on the Kentucky River. It tends to be as known as the Bluegrass region for our listeners out there. And some other notable celebrities and musicians, George Clooney.
Rosemary.
Naomi and Ashley Judd are also from Lexington.
Yeah, Ashley goes to all the basketball games.
Big fan.
She's a big fan. Well, she's got time now.
Wheeler one night.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, talk about legal shit.
I'm just bragging on you.
We're not supposed to talk about, but So, anal and shit.
And so I guess, Wheeler, you were born and raised in Lexington, correct?
Hell yeah.
Where are you? Do you primarily live in Nashville now?
Yeah, I mean, you can't really do country music in Lexington. Yeah. So I moved to Nashville. That's where I've been out there banging my head against the wall in Nashville for about 15 years.
Okay.
And I met Derek, my manager. We go back to Lexington together, and he's been managing me since day one, which is part of the reason I'm in a fucking, the top floor of a fucking comic book store talking to Lonnie here. I'm kidding.
Yeah. Hey, we got a lot of listeners all over the place.
Oh, cool, man. Yeah. What was the question you had about?
Yeah, we got a giant reach here. Please.
Oh, yeah. There's. I mean, we have quite a few. We got listeners all over the United States.
Oh,
we got some in the UK, Australia, and Africa.
Fuck yeah,
that's cool.
You know.
Oh shit.
That's why we're playing ball.
This is real shit.
Previous guests have been Henry Rollins. You may have heard
Henry Rollins.
Henry Rollins.
That's big shit.
So we're glad and lucky to have you here.
Well, I'm glad to be here. I didn't know. I thought we were just dicking around.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, no, this is
any gig I get suddenly becomes a bad gig. That's reflecting on me and not you.
No,
I mean, you do have a paisley suit jacket on.
Yeah.
But
I don't mean no offense to you. It's mainly my manager. He'll take the blame. Most of the shit he takes me to is such fucking bullshit that I've got, at this point, I just assume it's a bullshit thing.
Yeah.
So when you kind of have to tell me that it's real, or I'm just kind of dicking around.
We're an open mic, he doesn't seem to like, but people get discovered.
I mean, I'll be honest, as a comic, and I tend, open mics tend to also detest me to an extent, so I get it.
Yeah. Well, Bob Dylan, who got discovered there in 62, so.
Fair enough. Exactly. Well,
tomorrow could be the one.
I ain't no spring chicken, that's enough with fuck true. Open mics, but this sounds cool now. I'm actually pretty impressed, pretty cool. And L.A. seems like a fucking cool place, too.
How long are you in town for?
Well, we're here for a week.
Disneyland.
Yeah, we're going to fucking Disneyland, motherfucker. We're going to go to... by the way, should we do... next time you say you lose Magic Mountain.
Every time you say the word, you lose a ride. He's already exhausted teacups and Small World.
Yeah. He keeps losing rides because he won't shut the fuck up.
Does he get to pick which rides he loses? Because Small World's kind of
we
a bad one.
We pick the fucking rides here.
Yeah, I don't need to go on It's a Small World.
Where's It's a Small World?
Disneyland.
Pirates of the Caribbean just flew out the
fucking
window.
Fucking out, man. You know what? Derek and I'll go by our fucking selves.
Oh, shit, man.
While you wait outside with your fucking hand on your pecker.
I'm telling Linda if that happens.
Okay.
All right.
Hold on. Can you cut real quick?
Sure,
you can cut this in post?
Absolutely.
If you tell Linda, Lonnie...
What?
You're not going to like what happens to you, okay? Remember Fayetteville?
Yeah.
You know what happens?
Fayetteville again?
And we're going to tell her that we went to the fucking titty bar with the Disney money, and then you're fucked as well.
Because you're fucked, because what happened back there? What happened back there, Lion? We don't know. Okay.
No, all right,
nothing,
so you got it?
Happened.
Okay, roll
nothing
tape
happened.
Again. Roll
okay,
tape.
Roll tape.
Nothing
again.
Happened.
We're back.
All right, for we had to cut some things out of there, but we're back rolling, and it's... we're going to get back into this. So, Wheeler, it says here, I got some fun facts here about a sport, one of your favorite sports. I'm told you are a huge fan of NASCAR and Richard Petty.
Yeah, I mean, I like it. It's a lot of these, I'll be completely honest. The guy to my left, my manager, writes a lot of my bios and kind of makes up. He thinks that being into NASCAR and shit will get me more country fans.
Okay,
so I like it, but I'm not
you're not into.
Don't
it.
Fucking give me the fucking, the questionnaire about it
because
I'm gonna look like a fucking dumbass.
Fair enough.
I'm just trying to appeal to a broader audience.
Okay.
Because all my songs have fucking shit and clit and shit in it, so they're trying to make me seem like more
red meat,
every American. But
makes sense. I got a lot of friends from Michigan that are in that. Like, there was a period in my life where I was in that vein and in that ilk where we would listen to a lot of that. We used to have, I was 18, 19, and it was, a small town in Michigan, Bay City, where, during the summer times you'd have, derbies and things like that.
Bob Seger country, man.
Yeah. Bob Seger is. Bob Seger, if you look at. I was watching some old live videos of Bob Seger, and
he ain't no joke.
He's awesome. He's he's as real as they come. And you look at young Bob Seger, and he looks like some of the bartenders out here in Silver Lake and Los Feliz in Los Angeles.
Oh,
because
he
got the beards, he got the long hair, he got the he looks like a hipster nowadays, but yet he was super skinny and young and man, Ramblin' Man, holy cow, dude. Dude, you want to talk about
he's an ugly motherfucker.
He is.
Though.
That's why he's got that beard.
But yeah, but he's I like his music. And there's, you know, fucking Stooges, Iggy Pop, all that shit.
Yeah,
in there.
All from
I listen to punk too, you know.
Ted Nugent.
MC5.
Yeah, yeah. MC5.
Yeah.
A lot of good tunes.
Can we wait while Lonnie fucking chokes on his water? God damn it.
Tommy James and the Shondells. A lot of cool. Good old bands from the Michigan era there.
And Madonna with the big old cone titties.
Yeah. NASCAR. I didn't know this till today when I was looking up some things to discuss. NASCAR stands for National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing. I didn't know that. I just thought it was like Ed Carr in there. I didn't realize.
Correct.
That's cool.
The fact that they need to have an acronym for car auto racing is just, you know.
Well, we ain't dealing with America's best and brightest here, I guess.
So you're a fan of
that too.
You're a fan of sports. From, you know, at least college basketball, it seems.
Well, where I'm from, that's the main. Kentucky is, you know, we don't got a pro team, so that's the big thing. You know, I'm trying to get into the Titans, but they fucking stink. And, you know, when Kentucky comes in and plays Vandy, I'll go to the game, but, you know, it's all those tickets, the prices fucking go up too much, and my fucking manager can't make me any money.
Well, and the Tennessee Titans, they were doing well for a minute, right? A few years ago, I feel like I remember they were kind of doing well.
But, I mean,
that just makes tickets skyrocket.
No, but now they fucking suck.
Like the Kings, it used to be easy to get Kings tickets, then all of a sudden they started winning these Stanley Cups in hockey, and now it's like the tickets sell out. Oh. Ridiculous.
My favorite team name is they got the Nashville Predators.
Okay.
The Predators.
Yeah,
that's mascot,
the name.
The Predators. That ain't cool.
The Nashville
Every time they say it, Nashville Predators, I think that it's like you watch the Nashville Predators, I'm like, man, I think I'm hanging out with them.
What the hell are you? What the hell are you?
Yeah. You know their mascot's just a guy on the side of the skating rink just fucking jacking off. That I made up too. So hopefully the
kind of like in the movie Teen Wolf. You ever see Teen Wolf?
Where he jacks off?
There's a scene.
I love that movie.
There's a scene on YouTube that you can find of Teen Wolf when they're scanning the crowd. I can't remember if it's after they won.
Does
or
YouTube
not.
Work yeah. on my Nokia?
We gotta pay extra. So
yeah, I don't have. We got some. I don't.
You got
pay
an old
the,
phone?
I don't play the. Yeah, I got like a flip phone.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Like Adele's got a flip phone.
It's a Samsung.
She's got a flip phone. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Lonnie, you done talking about Adele's flip phone, or can I?
Sorry, I like
who's the,
Adele.
Who's the star?
Huh?
Who's the star here?
You are.
Thank you. No, I got a Samsung NAC.
Okay.
It's a flip phone, and apparently the three of us share data, me and Derek and Lonnie, but we can't pay for but we can go to, what was that? That's like an internet cafe.
Yeah, it's an internet cafe. You go there, you get one drink. It's like 20 minutes.
We'll do that. We'll check it out. What's the video? Cool.
Adele, or it's the Teen Wolf. It's like just do Teen Wolf
just
jacking
teen
off.
Teen Wolf jacking off.
Teen Wolf jacking off, and there's like it's in the movie because they missed it. But there's a dude just jerking off in the stands. Let me see if I can.
I usually fucking Google jacking off anyway.
I've seen that.
I usually Google teen jacking off. Just add. Remind me to add Wolf.
God damn it.
What?
This is self destructive.
Why?
Let me see here.
Because you're just looking to ruin this. You are doing well. This EP is taking off.
Taking off.
When is the EP officially out, or when does the EP is officially out? Yeah,
it's digital only. I don't know what that means. It's on Steve Jobs' server. You got to go on the thing and download the fucking. It's like what is it? Like a file or something?
Yeah, they download it. They pay under $4,
and it goes right. It goes right to the.
Which that's like numbers. We don't want to. Yeah. You know, it's under $4.
Absolutely.
But the full album is the one you should buy. That'll be on vinyl. That's something I understand. CDs, that'll sound good. But this is like This will go. What is it? I think you buy it. I think it goes to your phone.
Yeah, you just download it. Unless it's like U2 when it just automatically comes on there.
Fucking fuck U2 up their fucking asses.
Yeah.
God damn it. And I actually had a couple songs. There are a couple of their older songs where I guess kind of, but fuck you. I mean, I just talk about some shitty music. I can't say shit about U2. What are they going to do?
No, I mean, they put their music on everybody's phones. They can get you.
What do you mean? They're gonna.
They're like U2 is like the Matrix. Like they.
Yeah.
They're
all, big. All we're praying is that they don't care. You're like a fly.
They're gonna. They're gonna
dick.
Stick a fucking. The what do you call it? They're gonna serve me papers through my fucking phone. Have fun. I'll tell you one thing, man. That new U2 album wasn't on my Samsung NAC. I can promise you that. They didn't figure that shit out
until they figure out how to text you legal papers.
Yep. Are you? We don't have data. So,
yeah.
See?
Yeah. So you don't. You can't text.
We're one step perfect. Ahead of you, motherfuckers.
Right. We win.
Yeah.
Here's something I didn't know. This: the Tennessee Titans used to be the Houston Oilers. Previously known as the Houston Oilers, the team began play in 1960 in Houston, and the Oilers won the first two AFL championships.
Fucking sports jeopardy over here.
Yeah. Man.
And the team relocated from Texas to Tennessee in 1997.
Well, now they got a team back in Houston.
Yeah, now they have another, the Houston
the
Oilers.
The Houston Texans, that's a good name, too. It's better than the fucking Predators, yeah. I'll tell you that.
And that, yeah, it's, and then there's like, isn't it weird how like sports teams
think
names,
about it, let's go back to that for a second. Who's in the fucking room to say, you know, the Nashville Predators? Like, we want to be Predators. Like, the Nashville Predators won tonight. Like, that's bad.
It's real bad.
We don't want that.
But if you're looking at if you're looking for a scary mascot, not much scarier than a Predator.
Yeah.
You don't want one.
But you're
going
to bring
your
kid to the team?
I mean,
you ever Google that watch
Hey, man,
list?
You want to go, he want to take your kids to see a bunch of Predators? No, man, I'm good.
And it's not even like, it's a weird, like, tiger or something like that. Their logo is like, why not just, why
you can't
not
have a guy in a trench coat?
Just
that
be the
legal
just be the Nashville blue and yellow Tigers.
Yeah,
like,
be the
Nashville,
be the Fangs or something.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That ain't no good.
That's a scary mascot.
Lonnie,
it's such a weird.
I think from now on, Lonnie. Like how about? Can we just stop for a second?
Yeah,
Lonnie, if you want to talk, can you raise your hand first?
And I told we legally can't leave him in the car. If I look, it said you can't leave a dog in there.
The problem with him raising his hand is that this is an audio podcast and the audience won't be able to hear
him. We'll call
on
him.
To hear him at all,
no, if he wants to talk,
this
raise
is my
your hand.
Wife.
Can that
it's
test?
It's my shit. And this is all getting at. It's my fucking wife, man.
Yeah.
It's his wife's cousin.
What?
I just wanted to test out, so wait.
Yeah, we
okay, he raised his hand. He was abiding and he raised his hand and he tested it out.
Sorry.
Good
check.
Yeah. That's
sorry.
On you, man. But
I admit this.
Okay. Fucking Lonnie's got to test the raising of the hand.
Okay.
Yeah, it works. Your hand raises.
Thunder Mountain Railroad. Choo choo. Goodbye.
Yeah, there goes Thunder Mountain.
Bye.
No more Thunder Mountain, but then say Disneyland.
There went Splash Mountain. He said it. Splash Mountain. Oh, Mountain shit, man. You're going to get a corn dog and a kick in the ass, and that's it, man.
Yeah.
Rides. Shit.
But right, I didn't say Disneyland, though.
Yeah, man.
Well, there went your Dole Whip.
Hey,
yeah, man. He's got an autograph. He's got an autograph notepad. You see Goofy, keep walking, man. We ain't stopping.
Nope,
no Goofy autograph for you.
But I love Goofy.
All right, now do you get to where we're going at? Shut the fuck up.
All right.
So, Wheeler.
Yeah.
How long have you, what made you want to get into country?
Oh, man, I just love country music. Yeah. I mean, since I was a kid, I was always really good at playing country, and I had kind of a voice for it, and I moved to Nashville, you know, about around 2000. I had some issues with, you know, some label problems, been through a couple major labels. And then with this record, I really kind of hit a wall, and I was like, I'm going to just do it, pay for it myself.
Yeah, it's a self-release, correct?
No, we got a distributor.
Okay.
Major record label.
30 Tigers, so it's a real thing. And but I did pay for it, or, you know, we paid for it. We took some loans out. But I'm just sick of having people tell me what to do. I'm just like, I'll do my own fucking album the way I want to fucking do it. And, you know, I can say fuck and shit and titties and cunt and clit and dicks and balls and tits and all that shit. Because they wouldn't let me do that shit before. Now I can do it and there's no one who can tell me no. I mean, the radio stations won't play it because you can't play a song called Fuck You Bitch on the radio, according to my fucking old, my trusty old manager over here. But it's good.
That's
fucking. It's good fucking music, man.
What I guess I'm curious. Why can't they? I'm addressing your manager here because what was that band? Buck Cherry had that song "Crazy Bitch" that exploded and it brought them back into the limelight.
Bitch is okay. Fuck you, bitch.
Okay.
Is not, especially in today's.
Where was that info 4 fucking months
ago? Couldn't you? Could you release?
I
would you? Let me ask you this, Wheeler. Because what was it? CeeLo, I think, had that "Fuck You" song.
Listen, here's
would
all.
You,
I got.
Would you be opposed to if? If I know, I mean, you seem like as straight of the line as they can be, and you seem very to your art form. But if you could sell way more albums or more singles by changing it for the radio to "Forget You, Bitch,"
fuck no,
no,
I wouldn't do it.
No, you don't want to.
No, because I listen. I want to make money, but I ain't change. I'm doing this for a reason because I got something to say.
Okay,
and I ain't changing my fucking lyrics.
Yeah,
to forget. I ain't getting on stage and singing "Forget You, Bitch" for what? To be on fucking what's that called?
The Voice?
Seth Rogen, the Seth Rogen. What's that guy on late at night? What's the guy?
Jimmy Kimmel?
Seth Meyers. Yeah, I'm not going to go.
We're in the audience on Wednesday. You never know what will happen.
Seth Meyers.
Yeah, we got.
You're doing Seth Meyers on Wednesday?
No, we're going.
Audience,
we're
at
going.
Least.
Okay, and you're going.
Yeah, you never know. It's Hollywood.
Yeah, that's the one out here, right?
No, Jimmy Kimmel's out here.
Oh, that's the one we're doing. We're going to see Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you know more about Hollywood than me. Yeah. Do they do that where they just grab people and let them play?
Jimmy Kimmel does, yeah.
So I can maybe I'll bring my
Jimmy Kimmel is one of my favorite right now, cuz he will do that. He'll do a lot of man on the street things, and he
but I'm saying he'll if I bring my if we'll bring our guitar and the amps and shit.
Oh yeah, and if they get political and take it away, then dude, I'll do good.
All right. Yeah, cool. No, we are doing Kimmel this week.
Okay.
I thought that's when we were going to Disneyland.
Oh, all shit, right. It just got bumped, and a ride just got lost.
Yeah.
What?
We ain't going fucking nowhere. You're using your Disney fucking money.
We're
going
to ride around the parking lot.
I'm buying we're buying 10 fucking Kimmel t-shirts.
Yep.
Okay.
And we're going to the mall, getting a special t-shirt made. Guess who didn't go to Disneyland? Yeah. And I picture your fucking ugly face.
Can I get one of those? Because I would.
Yeah, we'll get four.
Get four of those. Yeah. Who are your major influences when it comes to country? Like, because I have some facts here about Willie Nelson and all
about music. Because now you're up my alley. Yeah. So,
yeah, let's go. Because I love music. I mean, I could talk.
Do you like country?
I like country. I used to listen back in that time. You know, I used to listen to like a lot of David Allen Coe.
I'm opening
and Tom Jones and all those things.
That is really real. That is real. Not in the audience. He's really opening.
You're opening. You're not.
No, that's yeah.
You're not just going to see him.
No, I'm opening for him. No, well, that's different. No, December 3rd. We're going back to Nashville after this.
Okay.
December 13th, the Exit Inn in Nashville. Buy tickets on a ticket hub or whatever. You know,
Ticket Hub sounds great.
That's a good website. Yeah,
I don't think that's it.
TicketHub.com.
But yes,
excuse me while I go and buy the domain for TicketHub.com.
December 13th, Exit Inn, Nashville, Tennessee.
That's awesome.
And I'm open. We're playing the night before in Chattanooga, but my band. It's again political, but they won't do the show in Chattanooga, so I might do that just acoustic. But two nights with David Allen Coe.
That's awesome. That's fun.
Mid December.
That's really fun. He I got some facts here to share with you in the audience about Willie Nelson, because I'm a big fan of Willie Nelson. But
he's cool.
Supposedly, rumor has it, and there's been some discrepancy, but David Allen Coe is the one who he was part of the Outlaw Motorcycle Gang when he started doing country, and that's. In quotations for the audience, where the name the Outlaw Country came from, they were legitimately looked on as outlaws versus.
I'll ask Coe when I see him.
Yeah, ask him.
But knowing that fucker, whether it's true or not, he'll say it is.
Yeah.
But I was listening to some good tunes.
I mean,
I was listening to
nowadays. Like, you want to talk about songs that won't get played on the radio?
Yeah, his man. Songs, see, I don't do the kind of the racist.
Yeah.
Bit, where he kind of went a little crazy.
Holy cow. I mean, they're good songs, but man, so wrong.
But his mainstream shit's also, got some good tunes there too. But I love George Jones, man. That's what I was probably listening to the most.
Jones.
When I was,
was it George Jones or Tom Jones who got drunk and would not show up? George Jones, right?
Tom Jones. Isn't that the dude they throw panties at on the fucking stage?
And Elvis said he stuffed his pants.
Elvis said he stuffed his pants. Yeah. Tom Jones can fucking suck my dick.
Yeah.
George Jones, No Show Jones.
Hammered. Yeah.
Because he wouldn't show up to his gig, get fucking drunk. Tom Jones showed up to every fucking gig on time because he's a fucking pussy.
Well, to get away from music here, because I do comedy and I sketch, right? And I just think, to me...
What kind of comedy you do?
I do stand-up comedy.
Oh, awesome.
And I write sketches and things like that.
Any gigs while we're in town?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay.
You're only in town for a few days. I got one, in a couple weeks.
All right.
But that's a bummer. The brain in me just goes to, a funny sketch of, this guy does this, this guy does this, and the difference between, Tom Jones and George Jones and how they're just vast.
You mean how one's fucking... the fucking best ever and one's the fucking worst ever?
That's like a BuzzFeed article. What happens next.
That's a big fucking difference.
Yeah.
No, but I love George Jones. I love Waylon. I mean, Hank, of course.
Yeah. Which Hank?
Well, I love Junior, but obviously Hank started the whole thing to me. But, there's new guys out there doing it. Sturgill, who I've got a bit of a beef with right now. He's really good. Manager's giving me the stop that shit.
Yeah.
But, a lot of the classic shit. You know, I love Billy Joe Shaver. You know, play with him a few times. If you guys haven't heard Billy Joe Shaver, man, they got
Billy Joe Shaver.
Yeah, check him
Let's
out.
See her.
Shot a guy and walked.
Yeah,
get out of town.
Shot a guy in the fucking face, man. He
said, "Where do you want it?" Shot him in the face and was
what?
Yeah, talk about outlaw country.
Yeah, Billy Joe Shaver is a Texas country music singer and songwriter. Shaver's 1973 album "Old Five and Dimers Like Me" is a classic in the outlaw country genre.
Fuck yeah, it is.
Christofferson.
Yeah,
get out! Holy shit, he did. Chris Christofferson. You want to talk about a talented dude?
Yeah, man. Holy cow. Christofferson's the real deal.
Yeah,
from that. I mean, he's a little too good looking for me. You can't. How do you write sing that sad if you're that good looking? How do you stop fucking long enough to fucking even record the songs? You know, if I looked like that, I'd probably just be looking in the mirror, jacking off.
He was like, look at holy shit. I mean, I'm pulling up his Wikipedia.
Yeah, that's a good looking.
If you want to see a good looking dude, like especially like in the era of like the seven, like man's man, like Burt Reynolds. Burt Reynolds, speaking of which, was on Stephen Colbert the other night. And like Stephen Colbert, he took over for David Letterman, late night talk show in New York. And Colbert used his full name, and I've been using his full name for years. And Colbert, and when I say his full name, you'll know what I say when I say it if you've seen it. But Stephen Colbert, Burt Reynolds was like, "Were you nervous before I came out?" And Stephen Colbert was like, I'm paraphrasing, but the actual word, he's like, "You're Burt fucking Reynolds." And he's Burt Reynolds. Like,
he said fucking?
He said Burt fucking Reynolds.
Why come he can say fucking on?
Well, it was bleeped.
They bleeped it. And Burt wasn't feeling great, and it made Burt feel great. Yeah. It changed the energy in the interview.
But you, but I mean, can they? I'll let them bleep my song.
Then that's 80% then there you go. Of your song is bleep, brother.
Bleep you,
we've been
bleep.
Down this road so many times. I don't all right.
I just don't think. I think it's fucking bullshit that this guy you're talking about's on what channel?
CBS.
CBS. Yeah. He's saying fucking, and I can't say fucking on. Well, I guess they're playing on satellite, but I don't know. I think it's a shit ain't right, man. And you see Straight Outta Compton?
I did not. I heard that's great.
Fucking curse words.
Yeah.
No. It's not a racial thing. I'm just talking about how it was all fucking dirty shit. They said it was the biggest movie ever. Then I say a fucking couple bad words. They can't even get shit.
Well, maybe wait 20 years and come out with a movie and a meme.
Yo, you see that thing? Well, remember when we did that? Yeah. There's a thing you can do on your fucking the fucking app where you change it
Straight out of.
And then the blank. And
it blew. Blew up. That's what you need.
No, we did that, man. We put a picture of me, remember? And Lonnie helped me out. It said straight out of my mom's pussy.
That's funny.
And people, I thought.
Maybe that's
you
what,
said that was going to be what? A main?
A meme.
They said it was going to be a meme and fucking.
But maybe come up with.
I don't know. Whatever was supposed to happen, nothing ever happened.
Maybe come up with your own. And because the meme, I think, single-handedly
I did,
helped.
My mom's pussy.
I know that, but you took their meme and made that.
That's different than come up with your own.
Why don't you? And this is an idea you can have. Why don't you come up with some form of photo that people can post, but instead of fuck you, bitch, it's fuck you something something.
Hey,
and people can post their own photos of people they don't like.
Are you writing this down?
With Waylon.
That's a good idea.
That is a good idea.
With Wheeler Walker Jr. on the bottom. And then it just says, like, fuck you, Starbucks Red Cups or whatever that is a big deal.
I fucking like that.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So there's an idea for you to do.
We got to pay him.
I have an idea. No, you
because
don't.
It won't be a money making thing.
No,
we're gonna
not
lose
a money making thing.
Your
all I
here's
ask,
the next question though.
All,
you want to invest?
All I
in.
Ask is
you got your
if I can
show.
If I can do a clap on one of your new songs or like
yeah,
I do some
to pay a clap,
do a
yeah.
I just
yeah,
want to
yeah.
do yeah
it saves us money
yeah
shit. Yeah no. But would you be interested in investing?
I'm already involved in too many pyramid schemes and networking plans.
You want to give us a little bit?
Yeah, man. He's
give us a little
scared.
Bit of
I'm tied up. I got my.
D-word.
I'm all my liquid Kate. Assets are tied up at the moment.
Oh, you got any gift cards or shit?
I don't. I almost bought one today for GameWorks. So then I'm like,
anything,
where the fuck is a
have
GameWorks?
Have you bought anything recently that you haven't opened?
That we can exchange for store credit.
I bought a Star Wars toothbrush for my friend's kid. I didn't.
Wow. You still got it?
Cool.
Yeah,
we'll
I got
take
it.
That.
Yeah, we can do that.
We can turn that into Target.
Yeah, Lonnie needs to brush his teeth sometimes.
No.
Yeah,
we don't want it. We don't
yeah.
want it. We,
no,
you
we
take don't. It over to Rite Aid.
Oh,
tell
yeah.
them you lost the receipt. They'll give you.
Oh, yeah.
They don't. They never question
that's
the
booze, man.
The small
booze
shit.
In hand.
The small shit. They never question.
No.
Are you opposed? And this ties into a fact here. I got. Are you a fan of Fleetwood Mac?
I mean, whatever. I mean.
Have you? Would you be opposed to performing?
Would
other
I be opposed
songs?
To fucking Stevie Nicks? No, I'd be all for it.
Yeah. What about Lindsey Buckingham?
It's a man.
In a pinch. In a pinch. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
He drinks sometimes.
Would you be opposed to playing other people's songs that they've written?
No, I play covers sometimes. But, yeah. You know, if you're asking me to play a Fleetwood Mac song, it ain't fucking happening.
Well, the reason I ask this is because up until today, I did not know this. But Black Magic Woman, made popular by Santana in 1970, sung by Greg Rawley, it reached number 4 in the U.S., was originally written and recorded 2 years prior by Fleetwood Mac. It was written by Peter Green, the original singer and songwriter who formed Fleetwood Mac and released in 1968. It was originally written by Fleetwood Mac. They
performed it. You're just reading all this shit off. You don't know it. You're just reading.
Well, I compile these. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I didn't know this up until today when I'm like, I got a country singer coming on. I should – generally, I have facts about Serial and, like, Star Wars. But I'm like –
I got a country singer coming on. I should brush up on Santana.
Yeah.
I'm joshing with you.
Yeah. But I – So that was interesting. So then I'm like, as I'm talking to you, I'm like, would you be like that song?
Here's
notably helped Santana rise to stardom.
Without profanity,
absolutely.
Well, that's the thing. It's,
yeah.
Here's yeah. My, I mean, you here's are kind of honest opinion on that, and I'll answer you.
I mean, I feel like you should be playing Sailor Rock with your mouth. I feel like you should be playing like Yacht Rock or Sailor Boats because you do curse a lot, which I'm fine with. We can curse on this show, but if you want to, I mean, Outlaw Country tends to. I mean, you know what I mean.
That's what I'm saying. That shit ain't real. I'm the one doing Outlaw Country because I'm saying all the shit that they won't. They don't got the fucking fucking nuts to say.
Yeah.
But what were we talking about? And that wasn't about
performing other people's songs.
My mama's pussy. Yeah, it's fucking nice, man.
Yeah.
No, we weren't talking about pussy.
Doing songs by other people.
Here's my thing. You find a song better than anything on my record, I'll cover it. How about that for a deal?
What about Chris Christopherson's Me and Bobby McGee?
All right, that's better. I'll cover it. But who's going to pay for a studio? Again, I'll tell you what. We
got it right here, man. I'm sure we got carpool.
You could record here.
Hold on. You
could
do it. You said that, and that's legal right there. Yeah. We just got a studio in L.A., man. And you doubted me.
Well, how are we going to get it? How are we going to get fucking players? They ain't going to play with a fucking a Star Wars toothbrush.
Yeah.
Man, there's homeless guys, man. They got dreams.
All right. No, but you know what? But that song's been covered so much. Fuck that.
What about Adele?
I mean,
Lonnie. He just says, "What about it? What about it?
What
cover her song? Yeah. Have her cover that? What the fuck are you talking about?
What about
with the big old blanket?
What about covering it with
cover?
Vulgar?
How about covering my ears?
Cover it. I mean, what about covering it with some vulgar and doing like a video and putting it on the net?
You know what? I don't want to give her the
make
fucking,
it vulgar like that Dan Band used to do back in the early 2000s. The Dan Band was in all those Ben Stiller movies, and he would add the words.
Listen,
fucking
man,
in
I ain't here. I don't want to do this whatever Band-Aid shit. I want to do my own stuff. I don't want to do like covers or it's ain't fucking Weird Al. This is Outlaw Country. You know, I'm not like doing like wacky songs, but for money, I mean, I'd sing fucking Adele's album backwards, on my head if it was fucking money in it. But I don't. Have you heard that fucking shit?
No,
her new song.
Her new one?
Yeah.
I've only heard Hello, but I've heard...
No, I heard Hello. It
her new
sucks.
One, I've heard she's got a new one out, and people are... I've heard people talking about it, but I haven't had a chance to listen to it.
No, it fucking sucks. It's just so... It's like, I heard Lionel Richie do it. His was better.
His is. It is interesting. That song, like, every time I hear it on the radio, I'm like, I like Adele, and I'm a big fan of hers, but when I hear that song, every time she's like, Hello, I just instantly, my brain's like, you can't have that hook in a song and not think Lionel Richie.
Remember that chick, and then she made that sculpture that looked nothing like him?
No.
Yeah, it wasn't even close. Even Lonnie, you can talk during this. Did that sculpture look anything like Lionel Richie?
No,
at all.
No.
All right. Nothing. You get one ride back.
For
agreeing. Right. No, don't push it, brother.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
Take Pirates, because the other two that I heard them take away.
What he said, that's all the right, ride
take
down one.
Okay. Make it ride down. Put all Pirates
right.
back on.
Ride down right now.
You got
Yay.
Pirates back. Yeah. Yay.
So
grown man.
Wheeler, here's something. Here's a
Pirates
question.
Pirates is back. Yay. Yeah, go.
Do you, in Nashville, because I'm from Michigan, I used to live in Florida, and I would
Where
take
in Florida?
Orlando.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, don't keep it quiet. This dude bought fucking jizz in his pants when he was
That's actually Kissimmee. And fun fact for those of you that misconstrue that fact, it's actually in Kissimmee County, not Orlando.
What is?
I have a season pass, and I don't want to go there and be like, oh,
I'll tell
Wheeler
you
said you can't go on this ride.
Season pass to what?
Nothing, Lonnie. We're talking
to
what?
To Denny's.
Denny's?
Denny's, the restaurant Denny's?
No, you actually, that was actually something he would run too, so you picked him up.
Yeah, can we go to Denny's?
Hey, Denny's is
we'll
good.
Go to Denny's. That we can
do. Just lost 90 minutes of Denny's talk now.
Yes.
Well, I do have some facts about Denny's that I'm going to bring up. I would love
to hear facts about Denny's.
I guess what I was leading to is because I used to traverse I-75 a lot, and that cuts right through. What's traverse?
That means drive to go from one place to another.
Okay. Go on.
And we would always like stop at like the Waffle Houses and like Denny's on highway things.
That's good.
So I was wondering if you had a particular diner that you were a fan of. And then what I was going to do is to pull the curtain away is then segue from that into these Denny's facts. But we already, you know.
You seriously have Denny's facts?
I got some Denny's facts. Crazy. Yeah.
Organically, too.
Okay.
There's Pancake Pantry in Nashville that, man, that's good shit. And I know somebody there. You can walk in the back door because the line's around the fucking corner.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Pancake Pantry.
Yeah, look it up.
Those types of restaurants throughout the country always.
I mean, it's kind of touristy, but if you know somebody like old Wheeler Walker Jr. over here, you can walk in that back door, shove pancakes down your fucking pie hole for about an hour.
The Pancake Pantry, a Nashville tradition, began in 1961, created by Robert Baldwin.
My aunt knows the owner or something. I don't forget what it was. I just pretend like I know what I'm doing. I walk in. I think I may not know anybody. Yeah. You just sit me down.
Just like Goodfellas, you just walk in the the kitchen.
Remember last time we went through the back door? I sat down. We started eating. And it turns out the guy wasn't the right guy. He just sat. You know, you just look like you know what you're doing.
Yeah. You fake it till you make it. You walk in, and if you own a place, like I used to do that in my teens, I would get backstage at concerts and things like that because I would just walk back and like wave something or just you act like you're supposed to be there.
Yeah.
And in the end, especially at like. Places like that or whatever, the security and all that tend to just like they don't get paid enough to really care, so you can just kind of
totally,
go and do your thing.
Yeah, or you just blow the guy.
Yeah, well, Pancake Pantry was the Tennessee's first pancake house.
I didn't know that, but it's good fucking tasty pancakes.
Yeah,
that's cool.
That's they're closed now, but they're just the hours according to Yelp. Their hours are closed.
Yeah, it was fucking midnight. Yeah, in fucking Nashville.
But
hey, don't get greedy. You know, pancakes house open till fucking midnight.
There should be
in LA, maybe. I ain't a big city boy. You know,
Denny's was originally named Danny's.
All right.
Yeah, it was created. The first one was Danny's Donuts, and it was created in 1953 by Richard Gizek and Harold Butler. And it ended up getting so popular that they ended up having 20 locations within 6 years, and they changed the name to Danny's Coffee Shops. But then there was also a Coffee Dan's, so they ended up changing the name to Denny's.
That's cool.
Facts about Denny's.
That shit I didn't know. I'm cool with that. Is that kind of thing with your show? You tell me stuff that I didn't know, and then we learn.
Yeah, it's called Today We Learn. So it's
Yeah, okay.
It's supposed to be.
I wish I'd know. I have learned stuff, but I didn't know I was supposed to be like. I get it now.
They probably learn less important stuff today and more about Lonnie.
But I learned a lot of shit. You know, Denny's.
Let me ask you this. Because we kind of started and got on into the interview and the podcast here.
Hold on. Sorry.
We got that recording. We're going to use that as our soundboard now.
You know what?
That's going into the soundboard.
That's official Wheeler Walker Jr. burp right there, man.
No official, and you got it for free.
You got it for free.
Usually on the records, they cut that shit out, but on this radio show, we can fucking keep it.
Now that you say that, I might take it out just so people are like, "Oh, what was this burp sounded like?"
Fuck, don't do it.
It's the money, man.
Then I'll be like, call
him after, make sure.
Then I'll be like, tune in next time.
You could do it. You could.
I want to get all your listeners.
That could be like more. You know, more album sales.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh. You know, keep going with that.
It's called a tease. So actually, I'm glad you bring that up because we kind of got talking and we got started on the podcast differently than we normally do. We normally start the podcast off with the guest providing a fun fact about themselves or something you learned recently. It can be a Snapple fact. It can be any sort of thing. It can be a new guitar chord or whatever. So I guess is there something you learned recently that you were thinking about that might
I learned something yesterday that I don't want to talk about on the show.
Fair enough.
Because I'm not – it's something I got to tell women now every time I
– okay.
Yeah, serious than you.
Yeah, do you have like a fun fact, like what maybe a favorite food or you know, something your audience doesn't know?
My favorite, I only play Martin acoustic guitar.
Okay,
I like Gibson, but Martin sounds better to me.
Yeah,
that's better than talking about the fucking shit on my dick, right?
Yeah, Martin guitars are good. I'm trying to remember.
You play guitar?
I play guitar.
Oh, what do you play, man?
I play I had a Gibson Les Paul. I have a PB Wolfgang.
I'll play Gibson electrics, but yeah. I don't play much electric. I mainly play acoustic, and Martin's the best. But the problem is, I want to get a I'm trying to get
Martin's,
my manager.
Martin's are great guitars.
I'm trying to get my manager to get me a sponsorship with Martin, but again, they don't want fuck you bitch written or plastered on their whatever it's called web.
What about
home, they say?
What about Fender? Are you a fan of the Telecaster? And do you do any? All acoustic? Do you do straight?
I mainly
do
acoustic.
Country?
But if I play electric, I'll play a Fender.
Yeah,
I got a couple Strats, Tellys. And
okay,
shit.
American made or?
Fuck yeah!
Yeah, just checking.
Even if it wasn't, I wouldn't say it because that's my audience.
Yeah,
it's probably Japanese.
Yeah, Telecasters are good. I like Telecasters. I feel like a lot of country artists.
You ever played
a
Fender B Bender?
No.
Pretty fucking badass. Sounds like a pedal steel.
Really?
I can't see it here, but you move your shoulder up and down. It moves the B string up and down like a pedal steel guitar. They're hard to find, man.
It's a Fender B Bender?
Yeah, it's pretty badass. Check out the videos later.
Buddy, Fender B Bender.
My buddy Leroy, he can play like a motherfucker.
Yeah, American Nashville B Bender Telecaster. Yeah, that's interesting. Guitar, I love the different...
See, that's what I'm saying. We're supposed to learn things.
Now we know.
Yeah.
I talked
to the audience about... Yeah, now read.
The B-bender is a guitar accessory that enables a player to mechanically bend the B string up a whole tone.
That's what I'm saying, but not with your fingers. It's with your fucking shoulder.
There are several different designs, but all levers... But they all use levers or pulleys inside or outside the guitar body that are activated by a pull or a push of the guitar neck, body, or bridge. The resulting tone sounds much like a pedal steel guitar and contributes to the country feeling. Originally designed for the Telecaster, B benders are now available to fit many solid body electric guitars. So it's actually it's a contraption that you can now, from what it sounds like, you can install on other types of guitar.
Yeah, I think they probably started in Fenders. Maybe that's what they're saying. Now they have them in
I'm looking at that. The B bender was invented by Gene Parsons and Clarence White of Nashville West and the Birds. Okay, I wonder if he's related to Graham Parsons. But Gene Parsons,
Birds played that shit a lot. That Graham Parsons played a B bender a lot too.
Yeah,
Sweetheart of the Rodeo.
They got to be because they were. Graham Parsons was also in the Birds, so Gene Parsons had to have been. Gene Parsons, for those of you that don't know, is an American drummer, banjo player, innovative engineer, best known for his work in the Birds. The Birds was a great band.
I read Ben Fong-Torrey's book on Graham Parsons. I don't think it's his brother.
No,
not to be that guy.
Yeah.
All right, he just got shut down.
No, they just happen to have the same last name.
It is weird that they both had the same last name in the same band.
They're the same band.
There's something we learned.
Yeah.
Speaking of names, speaking of band names, the facts here I have about Fleetwood Mac. I always known because I was never really a huge fan. But I've kind of become a fan as of late because they played for a month here, it seems like, at the Forum in Los Angeles. And every girl I know happened to be posting photos. And I'm like, what the fuck is this?
If there's lots of chicks there, we should go check it out. They play in Nashville?
Yeah.
I always thought the name Fleetwood Mac came from Mick Fleetwood, just a version of that. But it actually is – it was named by the founder of it, Peter Green, who I mentioned earlier. And the original bassist's name was John McVeigh. So they took Mick Fleetwood's last name, and they added it to Mac McVeigh. And he ended up not playing on any of the albums and all that. He was just kind of a bass player to help form the band. But
he's still in it.
Oh, yeah. And he married
Christine McVeigh is in it, but John McVeigh, he might be in it now, but for the longest time he wasn't on. And Christine McVeigh, or Christy McVeigh, his wife, was
McVeigh, right?
It could be McVeigh.
Why don't we change the name of the podcast to Things I Teach You?
Yeah, I like that. Let's do
that. Here's something we learned today. Everyone in Fleetwood Mac is fucking each other.
Yeah.
We saw that behind the music.
McVeigh was, Christy McVeigh was on every album except the debut album. That's a fun fact.
Well, yeah, they were like a blues band or some shit.
Yeah.
Early stuff's real psychedelic.
Early stuff was really blues. Like, really, like, rock.
Just get to the fucking point,
man.
Don't
bring up Sturgill, okay?
All right,
he's doing his own thing.
Yeah, whatever.
Sturgill.
The same producer. We haven't mentioned that. He's produced by Dave Cobb.
Dave
Cobb. Also produces Sturgill Simpson and Chris Stapleton.
We're not supposed to.
We're not talking about neither of them.
We're not talking about neither of them. We're not name dropping.
I gotta be honest. I
don't know who Sturgill Simpson is, so we don't need to talk about him.
Well, we don't need to.
Is he the dude who – is he the guy who played guitar with Justin Timberlake at the CMAs? Who is that guy?
That's Chris Stapleton, the same producer.
Oh, okay.
Wheeler has.
Oh, really?
I could bring it up. Yeah, Dave Copper.
No, don't bring it. Okay.
Chris Stapleton and Sturgill Simpson.
Can you talk about Chris Stapleton?
No, I'd rather not. I'd rather not. I don't want to talk about this shit.
What about Dave Cobb? Can you talk about how great your producer is?
What happens is I talk about other people, even if they're good, I get jealous and I start talking shit. So let's just not go down there.
Okay.
Basically,
what was it like working?
Not to egg it on the same producer as him. That guy's got the number one album in the world. Sold 250,000 copies.
Why don't you go fucking manage him?
He played
then?
Ball and didn't self-destruct. It didn't get cut from two fucking record labels. Well, so if he wants success and isn't afraid of it,
because
there isn't some childhood trauma he's running away from.
Yeah, well.
So Dave Cobb.
Guess what? Maybe music would have a little more balls if he would put, you know.
But,
talk about cunt.
So Dave Cobb is kind of, would he be like the country version of Mutt Lange? Because Mutt Lange was in the 80s. He did Rick Rubin. They produce a lot of that type of genre. Rick Rubin's big in the hip hop scene.
Fred Foster did all Christopher stuff at Monument. Yeah. That kind of guy. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Now he knows all the fucking big fucking names.
Well, all these guys are dead. We're trying to find new
people. Well, let me ask you this. If how did you find your manager?
Well, we're shot if we go back to
together. Oh, that's the rule number one that they say not to do.
Yeah. The rule number one that they not to do.
Not to get managed
again,
by
things I should have learned a long time.
Yeah.
I should have done this fucking radio show when I was a kid.
Weeblo, you mentioned Weeblo. That's the highest I got was Weeblo. Weeblo, Scott, was the highest I got in
What's Weeblo?
Weeblo.
I got through Cub Scout.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Weeblo was a Boy Scout. It's an acronym meaning, I didn't know this. Holy shit. Weeblo is a level of Boy Scouts. Weeblo is an acronym meaning "We'll be loyal Scouts." So it's a merging of the words. According to the Bear Cub Scout Book of 1954, the name originally came from the initial letters of Wolf, Bear, Lion, Scout. Then they the rank of Lion Cub Scout became obsolete soon afterwards. So
Where's the best place? Where are we right now? Kind of also, where's the best place to to get pussy around here?
Oh, that's a good question. You're talking to the wrong guy.
Why?
I'm not a ladies' man at all.
Oh, really? I don't believe that.
Yeah.
You got a good look.
Believe it or not, I hear that.
The guys that say that are always out killing. We see
you know where
shows.
The pussy's at. Where is
I don't.
At?
I believe it or not, and as thought,
are there titty bars around here?
Down this street, yes. Sunset, there's a lot of them.
All right, cool.
We walked to the 7th.
There's a place called Cheetah's on Hollywood up there, Hollywood in Los Feliz area.
I don't know. We've been to so many titty bars. I'd rather, actually meet some pussy.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you'll maybe go to, like, some clubs like One Oak and all of that. I feel like...
What's One Oak?
It's like a nightclub. I feel like Beards and... You would go good with that because there are a lot of...
Weird out
a lot
like
of dudes
that, clubs.
A lot of guys now in town are wearing, like, beards and cowboy hats.
Why? Because
you could
fucking rip it off me.
Probably. But, I mean, I feel like you could... You could hang out in those
scenes. It's just the biddies out here just seems kind of stuck up, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the Weeblos.
The Weeblo. So you guys were in the Weeblo Scouts together?
That's what he said. I remember going to that shit.
He
I don't remember what I was.
Drinking back then.
Yeah.
We became fast friends.
I wasn't drinking much. Just, a little bit. Well, there's people out there just buying comics?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. This place stays open pretty late?
Aristotle, how late? When do they? 10? They open till 10. Okay.
There's not like pussy here.
No, probably not. I don't know. Maybe.
We'll check it out.
I don't know. You never know. I mean, there's some improv classes and there's some
What's that? What's that?
It's like a comedy. It's a like
improv
comedy.
Music,
like jazz. There's a comedy term for that.
I hate jazz.
You hate jazz?
Yeah.
I don't like Wayne Brady making up songs.
I saw that show.
That some bitch will make up a song about it.
That guy's good. I like that guy.
No, it's something to see, man.
No, so there's like a bunch. It's like does he teach here?
No.
He's
but
doing
it
that
is,
show. He's doing
no,
a Family
they
Feud.
Teaches
not Family Feud. What's the show?
God damn it, that's Steve Harvey.
No. What's he's got a show.
Wayne Brady does. It's like, let's make a deal.
Let's make a deal. Yeah, that's a good show.
Yeah, it was. I haven't seen it recently, but it was a great.
Yeah, man. Remember that? We used to watch that fuck shit all the time, man.
Yeah.
They would just say something, and he would just start singing. And the shit,
crazy.
And the shit would fucking,
see this, man.
Shit would fucking rhyme.
They'll all make up stuff without any kind of script.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy, man. Because, when I write my lyrics, it takes me, a few couple days to make the shit rhyme. This guy does it like
instantly.
Like that. I mean, they're shitty songs, but it's fucking cool to see.
I guess when that's your when you're trained in improv and that's your job,
that's
you
what
know,
they're all doing.
You learn
how to rhyme.
You learn the cheat codes.
What's a cheat? What do you mean cheat?
Like cheat codes, like in video games, there's a cheat code, or you know, like in anything. That's something I say as far as you know, or like comedy or even music. You know the chord progression and the chord structure of like a pentatonic scale, to where when you're jamming or like even jazz, when you're riffing and doing solos or whatever, you know the cheats to get to and from places quicker, more efficiently. So that way, like in music or in comedy. Like when you're writing songs, you know what words go. Like talented, like hip hoppers and rappers, they know words that go well together and flow well. So you can kind of like, if you're given a subject in improv, when you're that talented and you've done it enough, you can kind of get from
like
point
shit
A to point
and clit.
Yeah.
That's the one I use the most.
That's
on my record. According to
you know
when we print it out,
and it's like
bitties and titties. Too.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah.
What about dollies? Dolly.
Now we play. I'm now I'm Wayne Brady.
Yeah,
Dolly,
Wheeler, Walker, Brady,
Molly. Her name is Molly. Yeah. She looked like Dolly. She had big titties.
Okay,
sucked on him like a lolly.
Oh, boom!
There we go.
Co-writer credit.
Yeah,
that's.
I'm not
good.
Gonna lie. He helps out sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sucked on him like a lolly.
You might be able to do that there, Lonnie.
Sucked on him like a lolly.
Suck on some titties like a lolly. You like that?
Yeah, we're getting pussy.
Like
we're gonna get some fucking
like
pussy.
How much more Linda's money you got left? How much more you got on you?
Linda has $200.
No, we got $200.
But Linda gave me $200.
No, Linda gave us. Remember, we're a team.
Remember?
Okay. But
Big three.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Cool. So Disneyland.
All right. Okay.
We were talking quick fact as we wrap up, then we can plug and promote anything you got coming up and the release of your albums and all that. We were talking about Wayne Brady and Let's Make a Deal. And Let's Make a Deal I was curious
killer
when this
show.
Came up.
Just
it was a great show.
No, it not was. It still is.
Is it? I haven't seen it lately.
When you guys were asleep in we're at the Goofy Lodge.
Okay.
What's it called? Anaheim or whatever?
Yeah.
They were asleep and I watched Let's Make a Deal.
Okay.
Well, what were you doing during that? There was like some rustling. I wasn't asleep.
I was jacking off.
To Wayne fucking Brady?
Not to Wayne Brady, while he was on TV.
With him?
There were chicks in the... No, no, he wasn't in the
but
fucking room.
It seemed
room.
Like it was primarily during like when he was...
There were girls in the fucking audience.
In the audience, Wheeler, really?
Oh, damn, man.
I ain't judging, man.
After
you know,
three, I mean, they're all costumes.
He's a dabbler, if you know what I mean. Two drinks and he's fucking...
If you watch Let's Make a Deal, they're all like in weird costumes and things like that.
Let me tell you one thing.
That's right up his alley.
Stay in fucking Goofy Lodge.
You're into cosplayers?
These three assholes for 3 days. You'll be jacking off the Wayne Brady.
If you're into cosplayers, you should go to Comic-Con. Comic-Con's like a big convention.
What's cosplayer?
It's like they dress up. As like superheroes or as like movies or like characters that.
No,
but if you're a big fan of Let's Make a Deal, you'll probably.
No, I'm not a fan. I'm just, you know.
You just
beggars can't be choosers. I'm just saying, I've been locked in that fucking motel room for 3 days.
Yeah.
And Wayne Brady came up. There was a girl standing behind Wayne Brady. And you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
I mean,
I've been sleeping like
a baby
over there.
I would say
if
that's one of your the worst problems you have on the road, I would suggest upgrading to a smartphone.
Why is that?
Because then you have the world at your fingertips. And
yeah,
you,
no,
you don't
no,
need
we
a,
can't, we just we could,
don't need
we had that before. Then the data plan.
The data ain't working. We also don't really need him online.
Fair enough.
Yeah, no, the data we had. What's it called? Data overage.
Megan's Law.
What's Megan's Law?
Yeah.
We just can't have you having a phone, dude.
All right.
Okay.
Megan's Law is something.
What's Megan's
Law? I'm not going to get into it.
He's all great.
We're not going to get into it.
What's Megan's Law?
You're
both laughing at me.
You're going to like your flip phone, buddy.
All right.
Is that Megan's Law or Amber's Law? Amber comes from the alert, but yeah. It's something that it's horrible. It's a horrible, it's a great law that was enacted for horrible circumstances.
Yeah. It's like what we were talking about before, like the National Predator. Is that what you're
getting at? Yeah. It's Jared Fogel type of thing.
How about
15
that?
Years.
How about that motherfucker?
Oh my god!
And that, like, he's not going to make it 15 years.
No,
here's
he won't little, make it yeah, 5
he,
years.
Oh, he won't make
Should
it.
We do a
fucking
pool right now. I'm on the four of us. How long it lasts? Normally this is horrible, but honestly,
oh,
that's a bad guy.
No. Okay,
when it comes to people like him, I have no qualms about. Like,
let's do a pool.
Do you need a file?
Literally, each of us go around here and we say,
"Now my manager's doing his job."
We're each
putting
$25, and this is real. And the closest person, whenever it happens, we'll all reunite and to take the other one out to dinner.
You might have to come to Nashville for it. I know.
That's fine.
Oh yeah. No, I'll tell you. I say three years, 1 month till Fogel gets killed in prison.
Lonnie, what do you think? You're going to get it wrong.
I say four.
For what?
Okay.
Months or years?
Huh?
What?
Four years.
Okay.
4 years.
Okay. I'm going to pull the Price is Right move and say 4 years in one day.
That's
okay. How about this? And I'm going to win the whole fucking thing right here. And I ain't joking when I say 6 months.
6 months?
Six months.
I could see. He took the under, and that's a gentleman's
move. It's a smart move, too, but yeah. That fucker. Not, but think about it.
He's got to be insecure. Someone of his note has to be, and there's got to be some form of security for a little bit.
And he'll start getting fat again, and they'll get easier to hang himself.
Oh, yeah, because he can't eat Subway. Man.
No.
Yeah.
But you know, imagine him in the showers one fucking night.
Oh, God.
They're going to rip him apart.
They have. That's the one thing I do respect about, like, prison rule and prison law is when it comes
to,
that's
like, the worst thing to be in prison, man.
Exactly. Like, it's the you know, to be a pedophile in prison is one of the, like, they have no, like people in prison are okay with murdering people and, like, committing crimes. But when it comes to, like, touching kids and all of that.
Yeah. They got off. That. That's the kind of prison rule respect. I like. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Real quick, back to Let's Make a Deal. Let's Make a Deal is a television game show. It was created in 1963. Yeah. Wow. It was created by a gentleman by the name of Stefan Hatos and Monty Hall, and they ended up serving as the MC and the host for a while, but it was created in Let's Make a Deal. And then it was also the all-new Let's Make a Deal from 1984 to 1986, which is what I remember primarily because I was
like
born in
82.
Yeah. Right on. Well, we're approaching our time here. It's okay.
Well, thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us. It's
I wish my manager briefed me a little more before I came.
I didn't
in.
Know about the learning. Hey, that's on me. That's
hey,
truly,
I mean,
fault.
it was.
I'm actually glad you didn't tell me actually, because if you told me we came here to learn, I probably wouldn't have showed up. But now I'm glad. Yeah.
Is real. That's actually why I didn't tell him. But as long as we're showing how the sausage is made. I thought it all worked nicely, and I thought you did.
Yeah, now it was
I'll
cool.
Give you
but
a
yeah,
plus Wheeler.
No, yeah, my manager.
I got an A.
He got an A. We have to tell him sometimes to get an A. Yeah. He gets,
yay.
Because in school, his brain is kind of, like I said, brain
has so much. Does that mean extra time at Disneyland?
No, it doesn't mean extra time. It means good job.
Please?
You behaved yourself pretty
and
good.
We've ignored you saying that word twice, and don't think I don't know we've ignored you, okay?
Okay.
Okay?
It was
more D-Land.
See?
No, you can't.
Smarter D-Land. Lonnie, you know what? God damn it, they're all wrong about you.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I want to hear how fucking smart he is. What was that shit he did about 10 years ago? We saw how they make crystal meth. And then he made it with batteries. Remember remember he just ate the battery?
High as shit for about 8 minutes.
I got it so high. It was great.
The fucker ate a battery.
Batteries.
I was like, that ain't how it works. You gotta cook it. There's a whole shit you gotta do, man.
It broke some teeth and stuff.
Still
and I had to go to the dentist. Yeah.
What size battery? Was it one of those giant 9-volt batteries? Remember those things?
The double A.
Yeah, double A. I mean,
but that's not what gets you high. You gotta fucking cook.
There's
the
work
shit
to do, man.
You don't just eat the bat.
Oh, you don't.
This is what happens when he gets.
Yeah,
that's why we took his dad away.
Oh,
and the guy's trying to wrap up the show.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh, no,
I'm sorry.
Hey, no, this is going to be an interesting show once it's released here.
Cool. When's it come on?
Currently unsure. I gotta talk to that with some people. But we release every Monday.
You're not giving me that look like you ain't gonna air it.
No. This will definitely be aired. We have some other episodes in the can that I'm orchestrating when those
get
released.
Just don't put it on at 11 a.m. That's when Let's Make a Deal is on.
Okay. It'll be on the internet, so you can get it off of iTunes.
You can watch
and
it
the, yeah, you can listen to it.
Like the
yeah.
movies in the...
Yep. It'll be like it's on demand. You can watch it.
Oh,
you can
cool.
listen to it. We're not filming, so it's all audio.
Not bad.
So I'm trying to figure out, you know, I gotta look at the schedule of the release dates for other guests we have with, you know, other things coming out as far as the releasing goes.
This is good though. Make sure it airs.
No, I'll make sure it airs.
It will air.
We did the re-air of the Mojo Nixon. There was a giant tragedy that happened that day.
Okay.
And so
we had to do that one twice.
In outlaw country, so there's kind of victims over here now too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When so this is the while we wrap up here, if you know any release dates or anything like that, where can the audience find you? Are you on? I realize you don't have a smartphone, but are you on social media at least on the computer?
No.
Like where can
we sign up for all the social
promote,
media?
And this is
Wheeler,
this is where you can tell everybody
where
to
we
find
go. Wheeler Walker Jr. on Twitter. I've memorized this. Wheeler Walker Jr. on Twitter. Wheeler Walker Jr. on Instagram. WheelerWalkerJr.com. Wheeler Walker Jr. on ChatSnap. Wheeler Walker Jr. on Snapcrack. Wheeler Walker Jr. Wheeler Walker Jr. on Facebook. Wheeler Walker Jr. What's the one? The Scope?
Periscope.
Wheeler Walker Jr. on Periscope. Wheeler Walker Jr. on Snapchat. Wheeler Walker Jr. on Twitter. That's pretty much covers it, right?
Yeah. Nailed it. And then cool. WheelerWalkerJr.com?
Yeah, I'm also on FarmersOnly.com.
Okay.
Not a joke. I'm really on it.
See, that those are the – I mean, I'm not on Farmers Only, but when it comes to –
Man, you
like,
should
I'm on the other ones. I'm on the other ones.
Oh, yeah. No, we got
to get on Bumble. You should get on Bumble.
What's Bumble?
Oh, it's where the girls have to message you first. It's like Tinder, only the girls can't – they have to message you first.
Oh, shit, man. Yeah. That sounds a lot better.
Do all this for my wife's phone, so okay. It's a little bit of a,
yeah.
a tricky deal.
It's a little bit of a catfishing,
as they say. But, you know, remember that thing you did where we could, like, kind of delete the shit when we did it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's that one called again?
Bumble.
We're on.
Write that shit down. Yeah. Man.
No, when you say, is it just to clarify for all of these?
Buy
social media
my
here,
EP.
Is it Junior? Is it spelled out Junior or is it JR? Do you just JR?
JR.
Okay.
And then Wheeler. W H E E L E R. W A L K E R. JR.
Okay. Like who shot him? Who shot JR?
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about me shooting something.
No.
That was all cleared up in court.
Yeah.
So
it's like, I thought we told you.
That's in our press deal. We don't bring that up.
Okay. I apologize. I must have missed that.
Yeah,
when
he's
I was reading
right
about
side
Richard
of
Petty.
The shit that goes down in prison.
Yeah. I like this guy.
Thank you.
And then, so your EP and you got an album coming out. Tell us about that.
Album beginning of 2016. We haven't actually announced the date yet because we're going to make it a surprise if my manager can get people excited about it. But the EP, you can go on all this, what's it called?
iTunes.
No, but there's a bunch of other ones too.
iTunes,
Amazon.
We got a P.O. box.
Shut the fuck up. He always he's like, he thinks it's funny to talk about the P.O. box. Enough about the fucking P.O. box.
iTunes, Amazon.
He thought it'd be like a cool, like, retro thing to have a P.O. box.
Spotify by any chance or anything?
Yeah.
We're on Spotify. We're on Apple Music.
Okay.
We're on a major label and we're keeping it cruising this time.
Okay.
No. This is easily accessible, but I'd rather you buy it than the streaming because that makes me more money.
Yes. You get no money off that. Nobody does.
So buy the album. We appreciate you stepping up.
Thanks for having me here and thanks for all the
absolutely
thanks for all the learning.
It's definitely been interesting. Definitely
thank
more
you.
People than I anticipated.
Well,
but it was fun. It was
I can't
great
leave him in, sorry about that.
I
can't leave him in the
we appreciate
though.
You know we, I love having you know all sorts of people you know here yeah, you know be
cool
it on the way up or on the way down
too.
Of their career. It's you know we really appreciate it.
Well thanks
and,
bro.
Thank you for
can we get
by.
Food on the way back?
Yeah, we'll get some.
In the Thai place.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, someone said there's a Thai place around here.
Okay, yeah, I think there's one across the street maybe that's really all delicious.
Cool. Okay.
Cool. That guy's nodding. What was that?
Yeah.
Aristotle loves Thai.
He's not allowed to talk?
He does and he doesn't, but generally he's a mute. All right.
Cool.
Yeah, he's
we'll go
kinda,
back to
you know,
your phone, brother.
Is
that a credit card machine?
Holy, oh. We'll talk.
Yeah, I like that. All right. He's got to end this shit.
Yeah, no, that's we, you know, we could go on for hours, but I don't know if anybody would still be listening. So there we go. We appreciate you guys for stopping by. And, you know, it's been we appreciate you for listening, everybody. We want to thank you again for continuing to listen and download this podcast and continuing telling your friends about it. Some episodes take turns and we appreciate you enjoyed this one. And, you know, go out and buy his album. Dan wasn't here. Unfortunately, Dan had a thing come up at Nerdist. So he's not here to plug his book, but Star Wars is coming out. So buy his book. I believe it's like
he wrote Star Wars.
He wrote a book
holy
about
shit.
Yeah.
He's getting paid.
Yeah. He's getting some money.
I
there.
Told you we're Hollywood big people.
He wrote,
Jesus fucking Christ.
He wrote a book about,
that's
fucker wrote Star Wars.
Right before we fucking cut, he goes, oh, by
holy
the way, the guy
shit.
Who wrote Star Wars couldn't
we
make it.
We would have talked about that for an hour.
Yeah.
Fucking Fleetwood.
I love Star Wars.
Fucking burying the lead over here, man.
Holy shit.
Star Wars.
One degree away from a yacht.
Sorry, that's fucking George
cool.
Lucas couldn't fucking
Jesus
be here.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, wow.
Spielberg
can
is usually
hosting.
Can they
get us free tickets to a screening of Star Wars?
Good luck to
fucking
host.
You can get us a whole screening just for us, man.
Whoa. I would love that.
We'll come
can
back
we do
to when's the next time
watch?
He's around. Shut the fuck up. We can't all talk at once. Remember that time on the radio where they wrote all the emails saying they couldn't hear us because we were all talking at the same time?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that, Lonnie?
Sorry.
All right.
Go ahead,
I got excited.
Anyway, buy the
buy
his book, Star Wars.
buy Dan's book, 100 Things You Should Know About Star Wars.
What the fuck?
Damn.
We were just sucking that guy's dick for half an hour for no reason.
Are you kidding?
Or
buy his book that, or just watch the fucking
Star
movie.
Wars is coming out, so buy his book. And then we go on for an hour, and you never forgot to mention
Hey, do you know the guy in the Wookiee suit is 7 feet tall? Shit. Who shot first? Who fucking cares?
Jesus fucking
fuck
Christ.
You.
We just got fucked in the
oh
ass, man.
Oh, my God. All right, this one's
I'm glad Dan's not here. Fuck that guy.
Shit.
101 things you didn't know about Star Wars.
So, yeah, hey, sure, did you know Carrie Fisher drank?
I'm sure that
you.
One's fucking flying off the goddamn
Jesus
shelves.
Jesus Christ, man. Yeah. You got a P.O. box.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
Do that. And, we continue.
Yeah, we'll fucking go out and buy 10 copies right now.
And you can follow us all on Twitter. You know our handles. And, you know, continue listening to the show and tell everybody about it. And once again.
We'll retweet it, man. You tweet and we'll retweet
it. We'll retweet it, yeah. Continue to subscribe. I'll tweet and I'll send you guys the link and you guys can tweet it out.
Fuck yeah.
And, you know, follow me on Twitter at my name is Razzle2. Follow Dan at Osteoferocious. And just continue supporting the show and supporting Wheeler. And if you're in Nashville, he's going to be there
December
13th.
At the Exit Inn with David Allan Coe.
Go check that theater out. Go check out that showing.
And my book, 101 Things You Didn't Know About David Allan Coe, is coming out next month. I'm just razzing you, man.
Yeah. Well,
because that's your name.
That's my name. Yeah. That's great. And
put that together.
You did title like a knot.
You're quick. You're a quick wit. You're a quick wit when you're clean.
Yeah, I've not been accused of that many times, but I appreciate it.
Well, once again, thank you for joining us. This has been interesting, as I should say. And good luck with your career.
Thanks,
and good luck with everything.
So
and good luck with all those lawsuits. So,
I don't think they're gonna.
Yeah. By the way, I've been told to give you this. No, I wish I had a subpoena. That'd be a long way. That'd be a long.
You guys are laughing.
Too
soon.
Oh man.
Yeah.
What a ploy to give a subpoena.
Yeah.
Thanks again.
I don't think you need to go through all that. 101 ways to give a subpoena by Razzle.
Boom. TM bestseller.
Yeah.
.com.
101 things you didn't know about Star Wars.
All right.
So he did not write Star Wars.
No, he wrote Star Wars.
All right. Okay. Before you get prevented from going to Disneyland at all, we're going to end the show. Thanks, everybody.
See you guys.
Thanks, guys.
Disneyland.
Thank you.
Okay.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.